Yes, that's true. Mother culture teaches you that this is as it should be. Except for a few savages scattered here and there, all the peoples of the earth are now enacting this story. This is the story man was born to enact, and to depart from it is to resign from the human race itself, is to venture into oblivion. Your place is here, participating in this story, putting your shoulder to the wheel, and as a reward being allowed to live. To step out of this story is to fall off the edge of the world. There's no way out of it except through death. Yes, that's the way it seems. Abruptly, as if we'd reached some expected destination, Ishmael held up a leathery black hand and told me, tomorrow. Nights when I wake up at 2 o'clock, and that's it for sleep. And that night was one of them. The time passed, dawn came, I showered, ate breakfast, drove downtown. The building was still there, the office at the end of the hall was still there. When I opened the door, Ishmael's huge, meaty aroma came down on me like a thunderclap. On wobbly legs, I walked to the chair and sat down. My gorilla teacher studied me gravely through the dark glass, as if wondering if I was strong enough to be taxed with serious conversation. When he made up his mind, he began without preamble of any kind, and I came to know that this was his usual style. It is my most heartfelt fantasy to travel just once in your world as you do, freely and unobtrusively, to step out onto a street and take a taxi to the airport, where I would board a flight to New York or London or Florence. Much of this fantasy is spent in making delicious preparations for the journey, in pondering what must accompany me in my luggage and what may be safely left behind. You understand that I would be traveling in human disguise. If I take too much, it will be a burden. On the other hand, if I take too little, I will forever be having to break my journey to pick up things along the way, and that will be even more tiresome. True, I said, just to be agreeable. That's what today is for. We're packing a bag for our journey together. I'm going to throw into this bag some things I won't want to stop and pick up later on. These things will mean little or nothing to you right now. I'll just show them to you briefly and toss them into the bag. That way you'll recognize them when I take them out later on. Okay? First, some vocabulary. Let's have some names, so we don't have to go on talking about the people of your culture and the people of all other cultures. I'm going to try a new pair of names with you. You're familiar with the expression, take it or leave it. Do the words takers and leavers used in this sense have any heavy connotation for you? I mean, if I call one group takers and the other group leavers, will this sound like I'm setting up one to be the good guys and the other to be the bad guys? Well, they sound pretty neutral to me. Good. So henceforth, I'm going to call the people of your culture takers and the people of all other cultures leavers. I hummed a bit. I have a problem with that.
Speak.
I don't see how you can lump everyone else in the world into one category like that. This is how it's done in your own culture, except that you use a pair of heavily loaded terms instead of these relatively neutral terms. You call yourselves civilized, and all others primitive. You're universally agreed on these terms. People in London and Paris and Baghdad and Seoul all know that whatever else separates them, they are united in being civilized and distinct from Stone Age people scattered all over the world. You recognize that whatever their differences, these Stone Age peoples are likewise united in being primitive. Yes, that's right, I said. The point is made. Takers and leavers is fine with me. Ishmael went on. Second, the map. I have it. You don't have to memorize the route. In other words, don't worry if at the end of any day you suddenly realize you can't remember a word I've said. That doesn't matter. It's the journey itself that's going to change you. Do you see what I mean? I'm not sure. Ishmael thought for a moment. I'll give you a general idea of where we're heading, then you'll understand. Okay. Mother Culture, whose voice has been in your ear since the day of your birth, has given you an explanation of how things came to be this way. You know it well. Everyone in your culture knows it well. But this explanation wasn't given to you all at once. No one ever sat you down and said, here is how things came to be this way, beginning 10 or 15 billion years ago, right up to the present. Rather, you assembled it like a mosaic, from a million bits of information presented to you in all sorts of ways. You assembled it from your parents' table talk, from cartoons on television, from Sunday school lessons, from textbooks and teachers, from news broadcasts, movies, novels, sermons, plays, newspapers, and all the rest. Are you with me so far? I think so. This explanation of how things came to be this way is ambient in your culture. Everyone knows it, and everyone accepts it without question. Okay? As we make our journey here, we're going to be re-examining key pieces of that mosaic. We're going to be taking them out of your mosaic and fitting them into an entirely different mosaic, into an entirely different explanation of how things came to be this way. And when we're finished, you'll have an entirely new perception of the world and of all that's happened here. And you don't have to remember how that perception was assembled. The journey itself is going to change you. Right, I see what you mean now. Third, he said, definitions. These are words that will have a special meaning in our discourse here. First, story. A story is a scenario interrelating man, the world, and the gods. Okay. Second, to enact. To enact a story is to live so as to make the story a reality. In other words, to enact a story is to strive to make it come true. Okay. Third, culture. A culture is a people